deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 20th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. That's right, 20. 20. We made it to 20. I can't believe it either. Oh, and happy Maroon Monday. I am your host, Danny, in case you haven't figured that out by now, a.k.a. Captain Maroon. And I will be joined by my co-host, Sean, who's also known by his rap name, King Shingle, a.k.a. Lil X Hamster. And in today's pod, I break everyone's speakers as I attempt to hit that high note. That high note. That high note. We talk a lot about gambling, a lot about gambling, because it is incredibly in your face nowadays between the ads and my homepage. It's just, it's everywhere. So we talk a little bit about that. And I get a little emotional because what if God was one of us? Dum-dum-dum-dum. Just a gambling degenerate like one of us. Dum-dum-dum-dum. Can they sue for that? I don't know what they can sue for anymore. Can you imagine? Just a lawsuit like one of us. Please don't sue. Oh, and I take you down a journey, a fantasy journey, down a lane of regret filled with more regret. Why do we play fantasy sports? I mean, seriously, someone please tell me. And don't say because it's fun. I mean, we watch a bunch of grown men run around trying to kill each other or put a ball into a hoop, and we act like we're a part of it. Why? Because I selected his name months ago. I nominate Josh Allen as tribute. And then I just watch him duke it out on my behalf. I'm like living and dying on every play, like I'm on the field with them. God, what am I doing? Anyway, with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, start us on a good note.
Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
And that's. Yeah, that's like billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is a big industry for, you know, people complaining about their products. That's a big, it's a big industry, Sean. So it makes sense to be a bot. Like, hey, you want another one? Yeah, this one's broken. Okay, your stroller's on its way. This one's got all the parts. Cool. Also, my Prime, it didn't get here on Tuesday. It got here Wednesday. So I would like a digital, that $2 off on the digital content. Here you go. Here's your $2. You can feel free to watch that Keanu Reeves movie, whatever he's in now. And yeah, and fuck off. Someone's like, all right, no problem. I got what I wanted, which is a product that I already had. But I just wanted again, and yep. Then now you gave me incentive to watch, you know, Jack Reacher season 3. So I'm pretty pumped about that. So mm-hmm. you're gonna pay $30 for Jack Reacher? You can just wait. Get it on bootleg. It's like, nah, I gotta watch it. I'm a big Reacher guy. I gotta see it right when it comes out. So I have good water cooler talk. And then it's like a shot at them with the water cooler with like the one other guy they know. He's like, hey man, you check out Reacher? He's like, no. And that's it. And then he just moves on with the rest of his night.
Or they say, yeah, I saw it, but I don't want to talk about it with you.
Yeah. That's the worst. That's the worst. Hey, did you catch the game? Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts? All right, yeah. Man, I got to go. It's like, damn. No cooler talk for some. I'm fine with that. I think that should be the new like social hazing. You know, it's like everyone's like, hey, man, like those Warriors, they got Seth, his brother. Now they have Seth and Steph. That's pretty cool. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then some guy overhears it. He goes, hey, guys talking about Curry? And they just look at him and then they just walk away. Like they just leave the kitchen room.
And the guy, they give like, him they all give him a sultry look.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, you're eavesdropping. Just because we work together doesn't mean we like you. And then the guy, but like, you don't say that verbally because that's mean. What you do is he says, hey, you guys saw my Curry? And you just look at him with the sultry look. And then you guys, everyone just disperses like rats, like without saying a word. And then that person that eavesdropped, they'll know right then. If they have any modicum of intelligence, they'll know right then. Like, oh, was that me? Did I just like fart? And they all left. It's like, you verbally farted. Yeah. Don't do that again. And I was like, okay, sorry, everyone. It's like, it's fine. Hey, it happens. But just don't make it like a theme. You know, don't be just eavesdropping in. Oh, wait, that's usually me. That's how I make all my conversations is I eavesdrop. And I'm like, dude, that's crazy. Like, what kind of surgery does your grandma need? You said spleen, or they're like, it's kind of a private phone call. I'm like, all right, well, it's a little rude, but whatever. I mean, we're both in the fucking uni here. Anyway, moving on.
Your video that you sent, AI. Well, it was AI. Of course, because we don't do anything real anymore.
Yep.
And it's like we don't have enough gambling. You can do slot machines on your phone. Mm-hmm. You can do sports gambling on your phone. You can do roulette. You can do blackjack on your phone. But that's not enough. No. It has to be any theoretical bet that you could possibly think of on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Any bet, not that you can think of, that they can think of and put odds on.
There we go.
Because you're not telling them, hey, you know, I think I'm not going to win the lottery. And they're like, well, for sure. And they're like, I want to put odds on that. They're like, no, we're not doing that. But they're like, we'll put odds on, like, will the Ukraine war end this week? Because, you know, Putin said something. And someone's going to be like, yeah, Putin said, yep, it's happening. Mm. And then it just doesn't happen. And they're like, well, thanks for the money. What's going to happen is
October 5th. Exactly. Because you know? These guys get to decide if the bet was or not. It's like you flip a coin heads or tails. But in this case, they say, oh, yeah, it's tails.
Yes.
And it's like, no, it's still spinning. And they go, no, it's tails.
Right, right.
Or
Or just as arbitrary, they'll do this all the time on the Super Bowl. You can bet on the over, the under, the national anthem, like how long it is. Like, is this thing this long or that long? Yeah. It's like a really common bet. What's ridiculous to me about that, there's no official stopkeeper doing it, sitting there with, like, the clock. So, it just depends on when you feel like she stopped. And they say, oh, no, it's when she gets done with the last word or whatever. Dude, sometimes those singers, they'll hang that, and the home of the brave, and they're just like, oh. And if they need that over, they'll be like, huh? No? No, she's going. Oh, no. She's. But if they need that under, they're like, home of the... It's like, done. Done. She said, bruh. Bruh. It's done, bruh.
It's done. It's like, is it because everyone bet the over because she's like a country singer and you knew she was going to go, you know, for like 20 minutes. And so everyone bet the over. So the second she went, right, you're like, done, called it. That's it. That was it. National anthem called. Oh, everyone lost? Oh, no. Yeah, it's pretty stupid. I remember one time my buddy bet, I don't know why, but he bet the over on an all-star game. Now, I get it. In theory, because it's the fucking all-star game and there's no defense and all they do is score a bunch of points. What he did not find out until he made the bet and was watching the game and I thought was very humorous was he didn't realize that what they did that year, because everyone and their fucking mother was betting the over on the NBA all-star game, because every year it was like a million points. What they did, Sean, was they set a number. They said, okay, first one to 199 wins, and then someone or whatever, right? And so they set a number in the quarter, like it was the fourth quarter. They went, all right, first team to 42 wins. People were like, wow, that's so weird. Well, when you did the math, it was exactly what the total was on the underside. They basically stopped the game and said, yep, nope, the West won or whatever. People like, but
oh my god,
yeah, there was no time. They just stopped. They're just like, all right, game's done. And my buddy's like, well, I lost. I'm like, right, because they decided when the game was over. So of course you lost.
So they come in and they take all that, everybody betting on the over. They take all that money.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, they're like, hey guys, look, maybe next year. It's like, we're never doing this again. And they're like, you drug addicts are so funny. I'm going clean now. I'm starting to think that this heroin might be a little dirty and not on the up and up. They're like, yeah, we cut it. We'll see you next week, buddy. Fucking maroons. Just don't do it, or if you do it at your own peril, because now you can gamble on like, well, will Christ come back a third time? Oh, you think I am joking here? You want to see if I'm telling the truth? You can actually look up the video I mentioned earlier and that I sent to Sean. If you look up Kalshi commercial or Kalshi YOLO, and that's Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi commercial or Kalshi YOLO, you can see what I'm talking about. YOLO indeed. Okay, back to the pod. And someone's like, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, right? There'll be some idiot out there as like, there'll be some bet on like, you know, like,
oh, there's going to be bets on mass shootings.
Yeah, right, right.
How many mass shootings this weekend?
Yeah.
How many? Yeah.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It was the most morbid thing you can think of. Yeah. Like, you're going to bet on, like when someone gets announced they have cancer, like some celebrity, you're going to be betting on, like, when they're going to pass. Or, like, will, like, they beat the cancer? Will they defeat it? That's like, you're betting on them to live or die. It's like, well, I think they're going to beat it. It's like, okay, but isn't that kind of crazy though? You're betting, you're basically betting on them to, because you know someone's betting on the no, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't put the line out there. This is where we're at now, Sean. This is where we're at.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, what else they got?
We got installment plans for burritos, and now we have you can bet on you know, will Brazil get clean water by 2030? And you're like,
yeah,
there's no way. Betting the under on that. It's like, you live there. He's like, I know. That's why. That's an easy under. That's an easy no. There's no way. I work for the government in Brazil. There's no way they're getting this by 20. You're like, oh my god. Next topic. It's a playbook as old as time itself.
I mean, I would be doing that for sure. I'd be blaming who my predecessor. Even if it was completely, even if it was like my predecessor said the opposite, my predecessor said A and I said, we're going to do B. And then I did B and it failed. I'd say it was because of the last guy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would,
I think that's good.
I would hope.
I think us guys, we might need to do that in like our dating lives. It's like you date a chick.
Blame the last dude.
Yeah, because that's what the chicks do anyway.
Blame the last chick. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like the chick you date, she always blames the last. Oh, the last guy, he was the worst. So I say we flip it. I say it's like when, like, you know, like, hey, like, she's like, hey, where were you? Like, you know, you were supposed to send me a check-in text 3 hours ago. What happened? It's like, oh, my last girlfriend, you know, she was like the worst, and she was very clingy.
She hated text.
Yeah.
Those check-in texts. So yeah. I wanted.
So, yeah.
She demanded that I don't do that.
She demanded it, and it kind of ruined me. So it's I did my best here, but you feel kind of bad now, don't you? You try to flip it.
Yeah, you can make it up to me with some baby legs O'Houlihan.
You can make it up to me with some Sir Anthony Hopkins tonight, and you can knight. I'll knight your vagina again. That's like your move, and she's already packing her stuff, you know. You're like, right. This was going nowhere. She's like, I don't even know why I left my toothbrush here. You're not even a good host. I'm like, get out of my fucking condo. fucking deadbeat. She goes, that's my line. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm call me the flipper. Call me Lil Flippa. Remember him? The rapper, Lil Flippa? I'm Lil Flippa. Like, hey, I'm the one that's supposed to bring up the past. And like it's how I was raised. It's like no.
When it's convenient for me.
When it's convenient for me. And I'm like, no, I get to do it all the time too. Turns out. So slightly switching gears here. I wanted to go back to the gambling because I had a little small little note that I had written. I didn't know how to shoehorn this in, and since we started with the gambling, I was like, it's a perfect segue. I think it'd be so funny. If all these AI commercials and all this stuff, it'd be funny if one of these companies, they make a commercial and it's like, it's basically like the Family Guy version of God, you know, like when he's got like the glasses on and he just like doesn't give a shit. And it'd be funny if he's like, has a really bad gambling problem and like, he's not good at it. It would be really, cause it's like, he's like, well, you know, I don't use it for the sport. I like to find out. I like to be as surprised as you guys. So he's watching, you know, Football Sunday with his little glasses, you know, in his Lazy Boy. And he's like, punch it in. You're at the one. Just run it in. I got the prop bet. I need a 2 rushy touchdown. And they just pass it. He's like, what are you doing? You know, oh my. And like, he loves same game parlays. Like all of us, you know, he's just like one of us, but he's doing like 8 prop bets, like 8, and he's always hitting like 6 of the 8. Like he needs like 2 for like the night game, and he's like watching like the Cal game. He's like, come on, what is this quarterback doing? Scramble. It's like, God, why? You already hit the 6 of the legs, cash out. He goes, you don't tell me how to fucking gamble, you morons. You don't even know what's up. Fucking Fibonacci sequence. Let's get the fuck out of my way. Come on, what's he doing? What is he doing? What is that? You call it, it's holding, right? He's just, he's like, he's really into it, but he never wins. He's not good at it. Yeah. And then it's just like at the bottom, it's the like 100 gambling.
He almost wins.
Yes.
But he never actually wins.
Yeah. No, he never actually wins. And for some reason, he streams it. I don't know what that's about, but he streams it for everyone to see. So like the roller coaster. And like at the end, like during the whole stream at the bottom, it says 1-800, like, got gambling problem, 1-800. There's like a number to dial. And that makes it okay. And then in like the chat, there's all these like thing people are like, oh man, you should take Panthers tomorrow. I kind of like him with the points. And he's going like, he's interacting with the chat. He's like, yeah, you kind of like Bryce Young tomorrow. You're right. Fire it up. Let's go. And people are like, it's like predatory. People know. And all you have to do is be like, hey man, I kind of like the dog. And he's like, yeah, you know, ooh, Bryce Young, McMillan. What do you guys think? You think McMillan touchdown, 2 touchdowns, and then Panthers win? We'll parlay that with the Niners? Or no, they already won on Thursday. No, we'll parlay that with the Titans. There we go, Titans. He's talking. He's building a same game prop bet with the chat.
With the chat for the next day. For a 12-hour stream.
Yes.
For pregame football all the way through. And to top it off, a special invite to the stream for notorious gambling addict Iggy Azalea, who comes in and says, download my casino app today. Iggy. And then she goes on to lose $750,000.
Iggy Azalea has her own prop bet. And it's like it's boosted by FanDuel. So it's like Iggy's like, it's Iggy's prop
She's
bet.
She's on all that shit. I mean, it's terrifying to see that. Yeah.
Because it's true. That's what they do.
It's 100% true. She's a huge gambling addict. It's horrible. Yeah. And gets all the people involved in it too.
That's why.
Check me out. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to bet on this.
Right.
I'm going to learn Pi Gal. Like, oh, fuck.
Pi Gal. I love it. I'm a big fan because it's like once you know what it is, then you just watch from afar. It's like someone setting up like a flame factory outside like a moth nest, and you're like, I wonder how this is gonna go. And then you like put like a filter in front of the flame. You're like, guys, just go around it. Just avoid the flames. And that filter got a gambling problem. 1-800. And the moths are like, well, this is just kind of slightly inconvenient. Let me just get out of the way of this, right into the flame. And then they're like, the company's like, look, we tried. Did you see the filter? And it's like the equivalent.
We're doing our duty.
We're doing our duty.
Yeah.
We've tried. And it's like that meme, you know, with like the gate out in the dirt road where it's like there's just a gate blocking a road, but it's just out in the middle of nowhere. So all the tire tracks are around the gate. Like everyone just drives around the game. Like, fuck you. It's basically the 1-800 game. Hey, it's like also the equivalent of like drink responsibly. Like, It's on you now. But I have an addiction, and you are handing out these Modelos for 50 cents a pop, and it's a happy hour, and I have nothing to live for. They're like, drink responsibly, buddy. It's like, oh, well, it's on me now. That's fair. I just love these commercials for gambling during the football games. That's what I'm really being a fan of that. I, that's like really cool. I like how they did that. Like, imagine like you're like, go to a Taco Bell, you know, and you, like this, your weed hookup's there. He's like, hey, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Want a J with that? Chicken quesadilla, you're like, fuck, of course, dude. It's a good pairing. It's like wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese.
I don't know how you're always here. He's like, well, I'm boosted by Taco Bell. Same game cheese odds. Like, that doesn't track at all. All right, anyway, so what do you got? You got that gamma? What you got? What kind of fire you got? You got that gas, buddy? Oh, you know. I got this thing called super death. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck that regular death shit. You know what I'm saying, dude? Fuck that regular death shit. I'm bringing them back.
You got the soundboard.
Yeah, I got the soundboard. Drinking shot. Watch out. I'm wheeling and dealing.
There was one.
Yeah, yeah,
that was a good one.
Oh, so yeah. Oh yeah, here, this will be a good segue actually. So I spent a lot of money to play fantasy football this year, like a lot. I, Sean, have paid over $500 this year to play fantasy football, and I've been doing this for 20 years, and I have five teams. I forgot the fifth. I have five to have a work league too. So I have five.
Oh, shit.
You know what my record is?
I don't know. What is it?
It's 5-15.
Oh, my God.
But at least I'm in last place in two of the five.
Are you in first place in one of any of them?
My best team is 2-2. Okay. So 500, and I'm pretty pumped about them. Yeah. Baseball, fantasy, football, all of it is it's quite a mistress, Sean. Quite a cruel mistress. I don't really get it.
Well, at least you don't care about it.
That's all I care about. It's the only thing. It's the only thing. I sit there at night, like at 11:50. Oh my God, the waiver wire is going to be up in 2 minutes. I got to pick up a player at midnight and keep my waiver position. I think about the strategy. I go, wow, you guys really multiple tight ends. That's stupid. That's dumb. What were you guys thinking? What kind of draft strategy was that? Someone drops Chase Brown. My buddy just dropped Chase Brown. I'm like, well, you know, Ramsey's going to pick him up, right? And he immediately picked him up. And I'm playing him this week. He's going to beat me. No, I don't really care that much. It's not a big deal. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not like you did a mock draft or anything. So.
I think I've done hundreds. I think I did at least five a day minimum.
Like simulations.
practice strategy of the thing that you're going to do. Unheard of. Imagine like you're a network engineer and you get to like be in a virtual environment. You get to test the thing out hundreds of times before you do it. And so, yeah, but no, this is, I put time and energy into the mock draft and then I'm still really bad. But those take a lot of time. There's a lot of my free time, Sean. So thanks for bringing that up.
I mean, like, you have other hobbies to focus on, so that's cool.
No, I don't. I don't have a lot going on here, man. I don't. The video games kind of killing me right now. You know, trying to find my next jam. But no, this is like, I have the apps on my phone. It's one of the first things I check when I wake up. Oh, who dropped who? One of the last things I look at before I go to bed. I'm sleeping. I'm thinking about my waiver wire position. Oh, I'm number three. Oh, man. I need to get to number one. But yeah. No, but it's like not my main hobby. It's just the thing that I sometimes do for fun. It's just a casual thing.
Well, and it's free. So, you know, it's not like you're losing money doing this.
No, you're not listening. I paid over $500. That's how I started this whole rant. Is it costs a lot of money. It was actually not cheap. Like, I can't afford. I think I'm going to be eating cans of beans and ramen pretty soon here, the way things are going. But.
Well, I mean, the good part is you can ask your girlfriend for support during this trying time.
Yeah, babe, get in here. I would like a cold one and some confidence. No? Oh, just my thoughts again? Well, it's okay. Wait. Babe, I'd like a cold one and, you know, maybe you can just give me a, hey, you're doing a great job.
But, an attaboy, yeah.
I just want an attaboy. None.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least you can ask your right hand for support during this trying time.
What do you write? I could jerk off as a means of escape. What do you mean by ask my right hand? What are you talking about? You don't care about football. You're like, who's Patrick Mahomes? You know, you're like Meghan Trainor, that commercial where she's like, oh, do you do football? And he's like, yeah, I'm Patrick Mahomes. I'm quarterback of the Chiefs. She's like, oh, he does sports. Everyone, that's you. You're just like, oh, whatever. I don't give a shit about A-gap pressure. I don't give a shit about your third string defensive lineman. I don't care. Third string. I don't care who's your fifth wide receiver. Oh, it's a bye week. Oh no. Oh, McCole Culkin. I'm like, hey, Sean, my team sucks. You're gonna be like, well, are you lashing them enough? I'm like, right. You live in Sean cartoon world where people should be lashed for their mistakes. I mean, I don't know if he's right or he's wrong. I'm just saying, this is Sean's advice. I don't need to ask Sean for fantasy football advice. His response would be, well, are you lashing your starters? Like, well, no, Sean, I'm not enough, I guess. So, a lot of good points.
That didn't land the way I wanted. Yeah. It was more like you ask, girlfriend, and then crickets, and then you go, oh, my right hand. And then,
yeah, that went a completely different direction than you thought.
Well, the good part is this fantasy, like this whole fantasy, it doesn't last that long, so that's nice.
If you do baseball and football, it's like year round. It's year round. Football starts in August. It goes all the way to December to almost January. Then you have maybe January and February, and then freaking baseball starts in March, and that goes all the way to the fall. It's year round. The off season is when you go to sleep. That's the off season. That should be a t-shirt for quotes by losers. My fantasy season is when my fantasy off season is when I go to sleep. Then it shows my record 5-15, you know. This guy's an idiot.
Last place in two leagues.
Last place, yeah, asterisk, last place in two leagues. Yeah. Don't listen to this.
And out of 12 people in the league, 4 of them are auto draft.
Yeah, yeah. 4 of them auto draft. Half the league doesn't even care. They're not even picking up people. They're like, whatever. This is supposed to be fun. And I'm like, this is it. That's a blood sport. Why is he not scoring a touchdown? He was predicted to get a tug. Stupid thing. What a stupid thing.
This is ridiculous. This last one's ridiculous. You go to bed, nay a thought in your head. I can't even fucking pull that one off.
Nay a thought.
Nay a thought.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is, you know, I'm looking at this. Yeah, you definitely wrote this one, man. Nay a thought.
Nay a thought.
You go to sleep like a baby. Like, my mind is clear. It's like. It's like you did meditation or something like that. You're like a Buddhist, but instead of doing like going to the highest mountain and like praying with the Buddhist monks, you play fantasy football in a defensive league. Or what's the individual defensive player? Yeah. And then what was the one where it's like you carry over from like the last year?
Oh, dynasty.
Dynasty.
Yeah. Defensive player dynasty league. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. That is brutal. That's just like asking for like psychological disorders right there.
Oh, totally. Totally. It's like you don't want to be happy. That's what I'm convinced with like sports and stuff is it's a pastime for people that don't want to be happy all the time. And if that's what it is, now that I know what it is, it's like, oh, well, I don't know if I need that. Like, I mean, it's there, but geez, that's the thing I cared about is the thing I have zero control over. And it dictates my happiness for the, it's like, well, it's just for the moment. It's like, but there's a game on all the time. Well, then ignore it.
All of Sunday, you got stuff, and then baseball is probably even, I mean, that seems, there's a game every 20 minutes, they have another fucking game. We have 1,000 games this season.
Yeah. It's just, oh, God. You have to pay attention to every single one. Anyway, moving on.
More sport. We keep on segueing. I saw an ad, Jim Rome. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's back. He's on Rumble now. And he's literally advertising. You know what his advertising is? Hot takes. Jim Rome hot takes. And it's about like, oh, no one's gonna like my take on this team, but I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
And like,
what a brave man.
Is where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so brave. Here's my take on like the Miami, Ohio college football team. Oh. Fucking cares, you loser. Jesus. What a douche. Here's my hot take on like Tom Brady's commentating. I don't like it. It's like, oh, what an insanely hot take. What a douche.
Here's my hot take on lashes. You should get a lash if you do a hot take. I couldn't even finish it.
And he's a man of his word. Like a person comes out and he's like, all right, dude. Like lashes.
Jim Rome, you first, buddy. Jim Rome. Then Skip Bayless is next.
Yeah. Oh, Skip. What's up, Skip? How was I supposed to know my Vanderbilt Commodores weren't going to win against Alabama? Didn't you predict they were going to win? Well, how was I supposed to know that they were going to run the ball as effectively as they did in the second half, and then our quarterback was going to get hurt and be ineffective, and then we were going to fumble? But your whole thing is you predict what's going to happen. So then when you're wrong, you have egg on your face. He's like, no, 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 Momo Poticheri. I never have egg on my face. Oh, you're just a bootlicker. Got it.
Incoming hard transition.
I know, like, if I wasn't a political junkie, it's like, what would I do with my life? Like, I don't, like, if I don't have, like, political junkiness, like, I literally don't, like, I would, like,
it's like
die of my own thoughts.
Like, it's like your religion. It's like someone's like, hey,
yeah,
you can't, yeah, you can't believe
it. Get rid of your religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, but that's the foundation of the framework of everything that I do.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what if it wasn't? It's like, did you, I can't even be interacting with you right now because this conversation right now, I'm putting it in a political mind. I'm thinking, I think they lean this way. You know, it's like, okay, well, don't do that. It's like, so remove my consciousness from my body. It's like, yes. And then reset it and put it back in. Oh, that's what I hear people say. Like, hey, like when I go to bed, I just sleep. And I'm like, cause I'm tired. And I'm like, well, how do you do that? They're like, well, I lay down and then I go to bed. I'm like, you don't think about shit? They're like, well, no. Well, that's not the time. And I'm like, what's not the time? What are you talking about? That's insane. And I've had someone who has the same thing as me where they're like, you don't turn it off. You don't ever turn it off. So it's like, hey, just when someone says, oh, you have sleeping problems, well, just don't be you. Is might as well.
Yeah.
Stone, it's like, yeah. Thank you. I would love whatever. If you could help me figure that out.
Yeah. change everything about you at every possible level.
Yeah.
And then you won't have this. Yeah. You're saying if I was different, then things would be different. Right. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's like, well, that's pretty good advice, man. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't know about anyone else, but like this was a couple weeks ago. I woke up with the thought, the first thought, like literally woke up 10 seconds. My brain was like, no, 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 not doing that. No. And I was like, not what? It was like mid thought. I was like, what the fuck are you talking? No to what? What are you saying no to? I just woke up. It's like, I can't be saying no to something. I haven't made a decision yet. I've literally just woken up. It's like I'm waking up. I'm rubbing my eye. Where am I? And my brain is going, no, 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 no. And it's like, who are you talking? What's happening? Like, I need to be able to process. You can't just be having a conversation as I'm waking up. What the fuck is happening? What is that? Does anyone else have that? It's obnoxious. Clearly, I think my brain was going, I was waking up, my brain was going, no, 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 we were sleeping, no, fuck that. I woke up like angry, dude. It was weird. I woke up like, I was like, fuck. Like, does anyone else wake up like that? That's crazy. I go to sleep like that. I go, fuck, damn it. Can't believe I started that Tyreek Hill. He broke his leg. I'm such an idiot.
It's always
about the theme. Yeah. You got it.
You start a player.
Yeah.
And the second the second you set the lineup, not room. Even wait till game day.
Yeah.
The second you set the lineup, boom, he's hurt. Boom, he's arrested. Boom, he's caught with methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom, he has a bunch of child support he didn't pay. What
the fuck? You're describing Tyreek Hill's life right now. It's like a domestic violence thing. Broke his leg. I'm like, oh my God, this was my number one wide receiver. This isn't good. Well, at least he's not done for the year. They're saying his career might be done. Oh my God. Oh my God. I would write a letter. You know,
have they had like players who have served jail, like you know, they get into the league, they serve jail time, and then come back to play?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How about a felony and then come back to play?
I'm going to say no, but okay. But that doesn't mean anything. I'm going to say a lot of things. I'm almost, I know someone's been to jail and come out and they're like, all right, but dude, boy, you got 12 sacks 3 years ago. Get on our team. So he was in jail for hitting his wife, his spouse, you know, Ray Rice. Remember that? He like dragged her through an elevator. It was like horrible. Oh,
fuck. And yeah, like that was huge.
A year later, they were like, well, man, you know, he still got some gas in those legs. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, this is insane. You guys are nuts. Yeah, there's a player right now who's doing pretty well for Cleveland, and I don't know what happened, but he has like a DV thing, and I wanted nothing to do with him. I was like, I don't want this guy on my team, and you know, who knows, right? Yeah, he said, she said, who the fuck knows? Either way, but he's on a bunch of teams, and now he's crushing it, and some idiot, right, is going to be end of the year, he's going to win his fantasy trophy, holding it up, and he's going to be like the star player, and he's going to fucking go back to his home and, you know, take the trophy and use it to beat his girlfriend, you know? And someone's going to be like, yeah! Oh, you know what I mean? Like, at least I got that trophy! It's like, you know, this is, like, you're basically rooting for, like, I mean, you're rooting for, like, a criminal at this point. You're like, well, but I hope he gets in the end zone for my team. It's like, you're rooting for, like, Aaron Hernandez, you know? Like, I hope he gets in. It's like, he's wanted for murder. It's like, yeah, but... You know, the trial's not till next year. It's like, but people are nuts.
Not even like, oh, he's innocent.
Right.
Like, I believe him. No, yeah. It's like, well, they're still in the sentencing phase.
Yeah.
So he's not been sentenced yet.
Yeah.
He's just been convicted. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they have enough. So you're on Team Aaron Hernandez. I'm just saying, if the glove doesn't fit, then you got to start him as your flex.
Then you got to flex for the until he gets injured.
Yeah.
And that would be the worst, is you draft him and then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I gave up my morals.
Yeah. Yeah. That, dude, that's my thing is like, see, I'm going to lose anyway. So I'm not going to sacrifice my morals and then also lose. You know what I mean? Yeah, like that's where it's like, no, I'm fine. I'll just lose. I'll just take the L. I'm fine with it. What I won't do is draft a team of Aaron Hernandez's and then be like, come on, God. Come on, you killers. Come on, you know? And then I lose anyway. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, it was a good strategy. Like, you drafted, like, every person. Like, basically, the guy on your flex, you're like, well, you're either going to start Sunday or he's going to get subpoenaed. So... Like, these horrible people that they're
gonna serve the warrant like on the field. It's gonna be like, yeah, first quarter, right. And he just got like a 15 yard like first down,
and yeah,
the sheriff comes out, yeah, like, we got a warrant
and so he has to hand him the papers, and so then he's like chasing him on the field, and like they're commentating like, oh, and the sheriff stumbled a little bit there, you know. I don't think he's gonna get him. It's like, are you guys gonna assists with the arrest? It's like, no, we have same gay boosted parlay odds on him getting away from the sheriff. It's like, there's it's happening right now. How do you have a line on him running from the sheriff who's trying to subpoena him at halftime? It's like AI.
Yeah, I bet it's only a matter of time before we have gambling lines on things like players getting arrested, you know, how many domestic violence cases they have, how many DUIs someone's going to get in their career, you know, how many times an NBA player will get caught at a rigged poker game, what date will FIFA be exposed for their corruption. You know, you can gamble on how many times a player gets caught with cocaine. You can take the over under felony charges on your favorite defensive lineman. You know, you could put some parlay odds, take the over of how many times Aldon Smith will be charged with the false bomb report. You could parlay that with the Mark Sanchez over stab wounds. Because remember, you have to remember they include the victim and the attacker on the wounds. So you get good odds on that. And you can gamble pretty soon on how many yards Rashi Rice had after he collided with the car. So you can bet on how many yards after contact, if you will. Okay, I think I'm going to call it there before there is a flag on the play for excessive roughing. I'm just saying, don't tackle the messenger, Terry Tate. Alright, thanks again for listening on our journey to the Maroon. Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me. So I'ma give it back. Yeah, he gave it to me. I'ma give it back. Believe that. He gave it to me. Yeah, he gave it to me. Yeah.
That might be a good end there to the recording.